Welcome to this edition of For the Sake of Your Eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the DuBois Vision Clinic. Hi, Dr. Wendy.
Hello.
Today's topic is eye safety, and we're going to talk about eye safety everywhere, at home, in the workplace, while taking part in activities. So why don't you get us started?
Thousands of eye accidents happen each day. 90% of these are preventable with the use of appropriate safety eyewear. Because there are good eye safety regulations in the workplace, the home is the source of the fastest growing number of eye injuries. Eye injuries are almost as great a danger to bystanders as the people using dangerous tools or chemicals in the home. Good eye protection is just as important for those watching you work as for those workers themselves.
I think probably a lot of people don't think of eye safety at home, but that is something we should be concerned about. So expand on that a little bit.
Well, believe it or not, the average home is full of dangers that often go unnoticed. In fact, accidents involving common household products cause 125,000 eye injuries each year. 90% of these can be prevented through understanding safety practices and the proper use of eye protection. You can reduce the risks of eye injuries for yourself and other family members by using this simple checklist for different areas of your home.
All right, so let's talk about indoors at home.
You should use safety gates at the top and bottom of stairs. Provide lights and handrails to improve safety on stairs. Pad or cushion sharp corners and edges of furnishings and home fixtures. Install cabinet and drawer locks in kitchens and bathrooms. Store personal use items like cosmetics and toiletry products, kitchen utensils, and desk supplies where they're out of the reach of children.
Okay. Now, we're talking about eye safety at home. What about when you're in the outdoors outside of your house?
You should inspect and remove debris from lawns before mowing. Keep paints, pesticides, fertilizers, and similar products properly stored in a secure area. Keep your tools in good condition. Damaged tools should be repaired or replaced. Wear safety glasses or dust goggles to protect against flying particles and chemical goggles to guard against exposure to fertilizers and pesticides.
Okay, great advice. And we often have many different kinds and forms of chemicals around our house. How do we take care of our eyes in regards to that?
Well, you should wear chemical safety goggles when using hazardous solvents and detergents. Read and follow all manufacturer instructions and warning labels. Don't mix cleaning agents. Know that regular eyeglasses don't always provide enough protection.
All right. Now, we may have kids around our house. They may not be our own kids, but they might be grandkids or nieces, nephews. How do we make sure that the kids' eyes are safe?
Well, you should avoid toys with sharp or rigid points, shafts, spikes, rods, and dangerous edges. Keep toys intended for older children away from younger children. Avoid flying toys and projectile-firing toys. These pose a danger to all children, particularly those under 5 years of age. Be aware of items in playgrounds and play areas that pose potential eye hazards. Keep BB guns away from kids. And we all know from the Christmas story.
Oh, yes.
You're going to shoot your eye out.
With the Red Rider.
Use occupant restraints such as infant or child safety seats, booster seats, safety belts, and shoulder harnesses in cars.
All right. A very practical edition of For the Sake of Your Eyes. It's all about eye safety today. And we are going to be talking about eye safety in the workplace in just a few moments after these important messages.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Driving at night is more demanding and stressful than daytime driving. Make sure that your eyes are examined regularly and wear up-to-date glasses or contacts. Keep the windshield clean inside and out and make sure your car lights are clean and working properly. Glare during night driving especially affects older drivers. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, DuBois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, DuBois, 371-2020. This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. 90% of people who use computers, tablets, and phones complain of digital eye syndrome. It results from focusing on a screen for extended, uninterrupted periods of time. Symptoms include headaches, blurred vision, neck pain, fatigue, eye strain, dry, irritated eyes, and difficulty refocusing the eyes. Solve stress on your visual system. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020.
Dr. Wendy, today's For the Sake of Your Eyes, dealing with eye safety. And of course, one of the places probably where we think about eye safety the most, or should, is in the workplace. Why is eye safety at work so important?
Eye injuries in the workplace are very common. More than 2,000 people injure their eyes at work each day. About 1 in 10 injuries require one or more missed work days to recover from. Of the total amount of work-related injuries, 10 to 20% will cause temporary or permanent vision loss. Mm. Experts believe that the right eye protection should have lessened the severity or even prevented 90% of eye injuries in accidents.
Wow. Now, so what are some of the most common causes of eye injuries?
Flying objects like bits of metal and glass, tools, particles, chemicals, harmful radiation, and any combination of these or other hazards.
So how do I best defend against an eye injury in the workplace?
Well, there's three things you can do to help prevent an eye injury. Know the eye safety dangers at work. Complete an eye hazard assessment. Eliminate hazards before starting work. Use machine guarding, work screens, or other engineering controls. And last but not least, use proper eye protection.
And when should I protect my eyes at work?
You should wear eye safety wear whenever there's a chance of eye injury. Anyone working in a pass or passing through areas that pose eye hazards should wear protective eyewear.
Okay, so what exactly is that protective eyewear? What are the type of safety eyewear that are available?
Well, there's non-prescription and prescription safety glasses, goggles, face shields, welding helmets, and full face respirators.
And how do I determine what type of safety eye protection that I should wear?
The type of safety eye protection you should wear depends on the hazards in your workplace. If you're working in an area that has particles, flying objects, or dust, you must at least wear safety glasses with side protection or side shields. If you're working with chemicals, you should wear goggles. If you're working near hazardous radiation, welding, lasers, or fiber optics, you must use special purpose safety glasses, goggles, face shields, or helmets designed for that task.
All right, Dr. Wendy, there's glass, there's plastic, there's polycarbonate safety lenses. What's the difference between those?
Well, all three types of safety lenses must meet or exceed the requirements for protecting your eyes. The glass lenses are not easily scratched. They're the hardest. They can be used around harsh chemicals. They can be made in your corrective prescription, but they're heavy and uncomfortable. Plastic lenses are lighter in weight. They protect against welding splatter. They aren't likely to fog, and they're not as scratch resistant as glass. Polycarbonate lenses are lightweight. They protect against welding splatter. They're not likely to fog. They're stronger than glass and plastic. They're more impact resistant than glass or plastic, but they're not as scratch resistant as glass.
Okay. Now, people like us, like me and you, Dr. Wendy, we wear glasses and we might say, well, you know, I don't need to be worried about safety glasses because I wear, you know, regular glasses. What makes them different? Why are safety glasses different from regular ones?
If you use lathes, saws, sanders, or other power tools at home, you need protective eyewear. It should not only cover the front of your eyes, but also the sides and the top, so small airborne particles can't get in. Now, most glasses that I sell are polycarbonate. They're impact resistant. Now, they're normal thickness. Mm-hmm. Safety thickness is 4 millimeters thick, okay, in the center, whereas regular glasses are 1.5 millimeters.
I see.
But they still are impact resistant. Mm-hmm. You can shoot a bullet at them and they won't shatter, or like at school they showed us driving a nail through them. You couldn't, yeah, drive a nail through them. But you need the side shields. Now, there are soft side shields that you can get to put on, but you're still better off having regular safety glasses. And if you put a pair of plano ones, ones with no power over top, then you have this side protection. Mm. Hardware stores sell shields that will usually fit over your glasses. I have them at the office too. But if you work with tools a lot, you'll avoid fogging problems and be more comfortable if you buy a specially fitted pair of safety glasses with polycarbonate lenses and frames from an eye care practitioner. In some cases, you may even want a full face shield made of polycarbonate. To be rated as safety glasses, both the frame and lenses must adhere to particular ANSI, A-N-S-I, standards. The frames are sturdier than normal dress glasses, and the lenses must be able to pass a drop ball test. That's where they drop an iron ball or a metal ball on it to see if they'll shatter.
Okay.
Just as the name implies, like I said, you have to drop a hard ball onto the lens from a certain height. If the lens cracks or shatters, if it fails the test, and possibly because it's too thin or the material is defective. Any eye care practitioner who sells safety glasses should be familiar with these standards. In fact, a new standard, ANSI Z87.1-2003, was passed, which describes requirements for two types of lenses, high impact and basic impact. Hmm. But safety frames have to have that ANSI Z87 marking on them, and the lab puts their lab initials on the glasses. Oh. Those are important, and that's the requirement for true safety glasses.
All right, interesting. Eye safety is the topic today of For the Sake of Your Eyes. This program is with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the DuBois Vision Clinic, and we'll continue this conversation about eye safety and the protective wear that can be worn, especially as it involves outside and inside sports and hunting. All of that coming up in just a few moments as we continue For the Sake of Your Eyes.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Everyone starts to experience changes in their vision in their 40s. It's called presbyopia, and there's a decreased ability to focus on near objects. Activities like reading, sewing, and driving may become increasingly difficult. There are many ways to correct this: glasses, contacts, and even refractive surgery. With regular eye exams, problems can be detected early and proper treatments prescribed to ensure good vision. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, DuBois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, DuBois, 371-2020.
Dr. Wendy, a lot of people are involved in sports, and sports eye safety is important to deal with. Let's talk about children especially, and they wear glasses and they play other sports. You know, soccer has become very popular, and there are many kinds of sports that they participate in. And there are many new options, aren't there, for a safety prescription eyewear?
Yes, more than 40,000 people a year suffer eye injuries while playing sports. For all age groups, sports-related eye injuries occur most frequently in baseball, basketball, and racket sports. Almost all sports-related eye injuries can be prevented. Whatever your game, whatever your age, you need to protect your eyes. Go ahead.
All right. So what are some of the steps that we can take to make sure those children avoid sports eye injuries?
They should wear proper safety goggles, lenses that are polycarbonate, and protectors for racquetball sports or basketball. Use batting helmets with polycarbonate face shields for use baseball. Use helmets with face shields approved for the U.S. Amateur Hockey Association when playing hockey. And also know that regular glasses don't provide enough protection.
Well, we live in a part of the country where not only are those types of sports very popular, but hunting is very popular. What about those that are going out into the woods to do some hunting? Is there safety for their eyes?
They should wear hearing and eye protection. While shooting at a range, you must wear eye protection at all times to protect your eyes from escaping gases, burnt powder, especially in black powder shooting, and other debris. It would be a good idea to wear safety glasses while hunting too. And there are several companies who make really good hunting safety glasses. Wizard Shooting Specs, they have bifocal safety glasses, and it allows protection with the ability of clear near vision without the inconvenience of wearing reading glasses under safety glasses. They're ANSI Z87 compliant with polycarbonate lenses and side shields. They provide UV protection up to 380 nanometers and are scratch resistant. They have adjustable temples for both length and panoscopic angle. The lenses are available in clear, high contrast yellow or smoke gray. And Remington and Smith & Wesson shooting glasses offer a variety of frame styles that are ideal for hunting. Lenses are available in a variety of colors and are polycarbonate. The products have outstanding impact safety features and come in a variety of colors ideal for the hunter's visual needs. The Remington Premier provides maximum impact resistant, maximum UV protection. They're adjustable. They have slip-resistant nose pads. And the Smith & Wesson Code 4 shooting glasses provide great peripheral vision and lenses that exceed the ANSI standards and maximum UV protection. The Remington Safari glasses offer wraparound spherical lenses, total UV protection, and distortion-free peripheral vision. And they also exceed the ANSI performance.
Dr. Wendy, you've been in practice for quite a number of years. I'm sure that you've dealt with some different cases of eye injuries and how you've been able to help out with preventing those with certain eyewear. Could you share some of those with us today?
I had a young boy that got hit in the eye with baseball, and he got what we call an eight ball hemorrhage. It's a hemorrhage that looks like an eight ball on a that you play pool with.
Okay.
It's a big round black hemorrhage in the back of the eye. And he had to have complete bed rest for a week. They had to dissolve that hemorrhage. And luckily he did regain good vision. But the problem is the ball hits the iris, and the iris has a lot of blood vessels, and those blood vessels bleed.
Yes.
And on the back of the iris, the colored part of the eye, is where the fluid is produced and drained that causes glaucoma. So he's always at a risk for secondary glaucoma that he could get as he gets older. I had another fellow who happened to be a doctor who was playing racquetball with no safety glasses.
Oh.
Now, you would think.
especially a doctor.
Yeah, you would think. But he also got hit in the eye. But it was a smaller ball, and the impact wasn't as dramatic. But he did have what we call a hyphema, which is a bleed that you can see in the anterior chamber. So behind the white part of the eye, there was a amount of blood, which we had to treat to dissolve that blood.
Mm-hmm.
But he also is always at risk for having glaucoma just in that eye. Then I had a girl who got kicked in the eye with a soccer ball, and she had swelling of the retina. And it took a while for that swelling to resorb, but she sees very well today.
Yeah. Sounds like the common thread there, too, is that even when an injury occurs and that can be remedied in the immediate, down the road, there could be some lasting results.
Yeah, and I also had someone who had, he was at work and a sharp piece of metal flew up and cut the cornea. And the aqueous, the fluid right behind there in front of the pupil, was oozing out. And so I sent him right away to the ophthalmologist, and they had to stitch that cornea, which created a lot of astigmatism as he was healing. But it healed very well, and it was below the pupil, so the scar did not bother his vision.
Yeah.
I've also had people who had injuries with a piece of metal that went through the eye to the retina, and a retinal specialist has to remove that.
Right.
Now, when you have an MRI, they always x-ray your eyes to see if there's any metal in there, because the magnetic of that MRI can pull that out.
Right.
Well, in this case, he had a piece, but it was removed. I also had a fellow who worked in powdered metal, and he had his safety glasses on, but he was grinding, and all of this crud flew in his eyes. I took 500 pieces, little metal filings out of his eyes.
Yeah.
And I counted and counted and counted. He said, surely there's no more, but there were.
And
but we got every one of them, and he did fine.
Yeah, and with all the powdered metal plants in our area, I'm sure that's a common injury, unfortunately. Well, that's all cautionary tales. Make sure that you wear that protective eyewear when you're participating in any of these activities.
I also have an auto mechanic that the only time I see him is when he gets something in his eyes, and he never used to wear safety glasses, but I got him a pair. I had some at the office. He wears them, but occasionally they do get around, and that's where, especially when you're cutting and things are moving at high impact, but that's when I see him is when he gets something in his eyes. He says, oh, Here I am again.
Well, Dr. Wendy, you have provided a lot of information today about eye safety, not only around the home, but at work and participating in sports or outside hunting. Now, if people want to learn more, if they want to set up an appointment with you, how do they get in touch with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt?
They just call the office at 814-371-2020. Leave a message and we'll get back to you. You can also text to that number. Mm-hmm. So you can leave a text.
Okay.
And the office is located at 90 Beaver Drive in the Rice Complex. It's a back building, letter D as in dog. And it has glass doors. You just go into glass doors and it's the first office on the right.
All right. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, we appreciate the information today shared on For the Sake of Your Eyes. And you'll be back in a couple more weeks with more important information. Thank you and have a great day.
You're welcome. You too.